Welcome back to Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Dr. Nurse Nancy. Our producer is Robin Fly. With us today are Akilah Lane, Amelia Marquez, and Kev Ham. Akilah Lane is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Montana, which is bringing a case against the state over an anti-trans bill that passed in the legislature in the last session. Amelia Marquez is a trans woman born and raised in Billings who is the named plaintiff in the case. Kev Ham was a lead organizer of the Pride Parade and Rally, at which Amelia and many other allied groups and individuals made statements. Let's rejoin our guests and hear some more audio from the 2021 Big Sky Pride Rally.
All right, are you ready for another entertainer? Oh, we're outdoors. We can be louder than that. Are you ready for another entertainer? That's beautiful. Welcome to the stage, Miss Gaming Sky, America Jewel Poussin.
There's been a lot of talk in the past about, you know, where does drag fit into as we're fighting for trans rights? How does it work with it? How does it conflict with it? And, you know, it's an ongoing discussion in the community. I think the most important thing to understand about drag is that it is a chance for everybody to really see that gender is fluid. It changes, and you can have fun and excitement with your life. And if you are accepting of who you are, it becomes a great thing. So the drag performances that we had drag kings and queens, and they were stunning performances. They were really amazing. And having that out on the street on 6th Avenue and Last Chance Gulch right here in Helena with 12,000 people around, it was amazing. It was absolutely one of those things that growing up in Helena, I never thought I'd see. One, I really didn't ever think I'd see a drag queen in Helena, because the only drag queens I saw when I was a kid were in La Caja Full on Broadway yes. in New York. And, you know, didn't really expect that to happen at Last Chance Gulch, you know, a block and a half away from the Parrot, which I really enjoy. So there's the thing. It's like, this is an amazing time, and it's amazing change that we've made. And we've still got so much work to do, but I'm so glad we had a party.
Yeah.
Are y'all hot out there? Yeah, imagine wearing 10 layers of tights. to say, you know, hashtag free Britney. So after Pride, we're all getting in the car to go help her, right? Because how many of us grew up on her music and her life? She made me the queer I am today. Are you ready for another entertainer?
This is Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM. You are hearing sounds from the 2021 Big Sky Parade and Rally, and we are talking today with our guests Amelia Marquez, Akilah Lane, and Kev Ham.
You know, it's always great to be coming into a town where you get welcomed by an awesome mayor. Ladies, gentlemen, woo! Ladies and maybes, please welcome Wilmot Collins. Hello, Montana Pride! Welcome to the last best place in the state. I want to take a moment to welcome everyone to Helena for another exciting Pride festival. While this month is symbolic in recognizing the strides we've made as a society for equal rights for our brothers and sisters in the LGBT community, we cannot forget the stories of Matthew Shepard or the tragedy that occurred 5 years ago in Orlando Pulse nightclub. While the victims of these tragedies came from different backgrounds and different stories to tell, these victims alike bear the solemn proof of how we have to go in ensuring a safe and accepting country and the world for everyone who identifies as gay, lesbian, bi, or trans. But still today, I remain optimistic for what is to come. And I'm not talking about blind optimism that ignores the steep challenges we face ahead. No, I'm talking about the kind of optimism that led to a record number of women and a gay man on the ballot for the presidency of the United States of America. The type of optimism that has shown up time and time again at our darkest hour and doesn't waver, does not back down, but stand up and fight hate with love. This is the optimism that once again will bend the arc of morality and progress in our favor. But as we all know, it is not easy, and nothing in life worth years of discomfort is easy. But a better world for the future generation is possible. America has a deep-rooted history for fighting of ideals that put the values of equality and justice in the driver's seat. To anyone in the LGBT community who is dealing with pain or confusion, let me say this to you. I will never know your pain or fully understand what it's like to walk in your shoe, but today I make you this promise. That as long as I'm alive, I will be your strongest ally. I will do everything that I can be to be a better listener, and my door is always open for each and every single one of you. As allies, it is up to us to take each other out of our complacency houses and help build a more tolerable society for the passionate, tried, and true community that we celebrate today. Lead with love. Stay firm in your advocacy. Again, it is a humbling honor to be with you all this weekend. Thank you for giving me a few minutes. Stay safe and happy Pride. It's always good to have people that you can trust that are in power. One of those people that's been an ally for us since the moment that he got elected to his first office 6,000 years ago is John Tester. And he sent us a note. Excuse me, I'm not that short. He sent us a note and he said, "Hey, I'd love to be there, but I can't. Would you mind reading this?" And I said, "Sure." And he still started out with this. And I'm going to have a conversation with him about it. He goes, "I would like to thank Kev Ham." And you wanted me to read this, sir? I would like to thank Kev Ham and all the volunteers who worked so hard to make this event possible. And I want to wish everybody a happy Big Sky Pride. This is a fantastic showing. He should have seen last night. And it gives me hope in the continued fight for equality in Montana, a fight that is far from over. Because of your work, we have made incredible strides in making sure that the Treasure State feels like home to everybody. And that work can't stop now. Hate has no place in our state or in this nation, and I'll always fight for equality for Montana's LGBTQ community in Washington. While this last legislative session has dealt some serious blows to the Montana we know and love, really? I hope that everyone here uses it as a rallying cry to stay in the fight. Yes, we will! Please keep organizing, keep putting pressure on your elected officials, and keep working hard to make sure that we're all equal under the big sky. I'm in your corner. My door is always open. Thanks again, and enjoy the celebration, Senator John Tester. Folks, one of the ways that we can make a difference in the world is by lifting up voices that are around us, that are new, that are different, that share things differently than us. You know, we couldn't pull off a celebration without the drag community, and I'm super excited to have one of our newest and most awesome kings up to speak. Please welcome Buster Open.
Drag. Drag has changed who I am. Drag has opened so many doors for me with performing and other aspects of my life as well. 2 years ago, I was a first-year teacher. I taught music, PE, and special education. If that wasn't a challenge, COVID topped it right off. The story I'm going to share is from before COVID. It was mid-October, time to start planning for a music program. The music teacher before me was kind enough to let me use some of the songs from past performances. Did the songs follow a similar theme? No. But I had no idea what I was doing, so it worked. Time went by, and the program was creeping up on us. I was beginning to worry that the students would not be ready on time. The other teachers were worried as well. One day, a coworker pulled me into her room with a worried look on her face. Another colleague of ours was worried that her students would not be ready to sing the Santa Claus Rock in front of their parents. My coworker told me that this other person thought I pretended to be a man too much. My first instinct was to laugh because she clearly had no idea who I was or what drag was. Drag is art. Drag is exploration. Drag is confidence. And as much as I would love to intertwine drag and teaching, I chose not to because I live in Montana where being different is scary. Instead of bringing all of Buster into the classroom, I brought parts of him. I brought his confidence. I brought his imagination and his creativeness. This past year, I was finally able to be myself in the classroom. Did I get the occasional, "Are you a boy or a girl?" Yeah. And I used to hide who I was. But now I am Buster. I am Jax. The person who inspires the imagination of others. The person who I've always wanted to be. The person that I am. Thank you.
I love it, but the first time you make somebody get up and give a speech and they're like, "You're making me do what? I have to talk in front of people?" As long as you know your words, you can record it in advance. Nobody will know. Folks, please welcome to the stage one of our former representative? Are you still a representative? Still a representative. She's amazing. Please welcome Moffy Punk.
already. I know all these faces, and I know all these voices, because day after day, week after week, you showed up to fight for this community. You were amazing. And the few victories we had, the few floods we could stop was all 100% because you all showed up and let your voices be heard. We need to protect this community. You're going to start hearing from a lot of people who are stepping up and running for office. And that's my ask today. Run, not away, run toward things. Run for office, run for your school board, run for your city council, run for city commission, run for everything. There are so many boards and counties that are dying to have community members get on them. Get on those boards and let your voices be heard, because you are beautiful, and I am so grateful. Thank you. Happy.
This is Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman. You're hearing sounds from the 2021 Big Sky Pride Parade and Rally.
Speaking of good people to vote for, we have several candidates for City Commission here in Helena who are all allies, and it's my pleasure to introduce Eric Fever.
Thank you, Kev, and thank those of you who put this great event together. This is a great celebration for the city of Helena and all Montana. Let the word go forward. This is a city that cares about all of us. All our diversity is to be celebrated. Right here is a proof of that right now.
You hear me? Yeah? All right. I was raised in an all-female household when I was a little girl. It was me, my mom, and my sister. And allegedly, when I was about 6 years old, I announced that it was my life's ambition to be the first Supreme Court justice with tattoos. And you can see, I got half of that right.
Still time.
I was raised in a household where women were equal to men. I was raised in a household where we were allowed to believe we could be anything we wanted to be. I was raised in a household where diversity was celebrated and love was love. I was also raised in a household where you brought notes just in case you panicked in front of a crowd, so forgive me if I'm consulting from time to time. I believe I am running for city commission because I believe we need leaders who will celebrate diversity, equality, and inclusion. I believe I am literally eating the mic, so I hope you can hear me. I believe we need community leaders who will stand up for transgender rights and who will support our community. And everybody who calls it home. Thank you.
When we first did Pride here in 2018, we had to do a lot of work with the police. Our police chief at that time is our next speaker because he was awesome. Please welcome Troy McGee.
Well, watching the parade and looking in the crowd today, I feel a little underdressed. So I think I should have talked to Kevin first what I was supposed to wear. You know, happy Pride Week. Thank you for being here. As he said, I'm Troy McGee. I'm running for city commission. I was chief of police for 23 years and with the department for almost 44 years. And boy, I learned a lot in that time. And things have really, really, really changed over the years. And I remember when Kevin many years ago came to us and said, I want to have the Pride event in Helena. And I don't know if he remembers it well, but there was a lot of consternation with many citizens, with employees at the city. We had some employees that even wanted to protest the event. We had all kinds of things going on. And man, has it improved. This is just great. It's incredible. Thank you.
So, we've had a couple of notes that you guys should be running for office. Who's going to run for office? Like six people raised your hands and everybody else went, I would like a beer. Our next speaker has actually done this. This is his second race, and he's only, what are you, nine? He's 9 years old. No, he's 19 years old. Please welcome Jacob Torgerson.
Happy Big Sky Pride, everybody. How is everyone? Yeah? How's Helena? Is Helena good? My name is Jacob Torgerson, and I'm a candidate running for House District 82 right here in Helena. I'm a gay, urban, Native American who is from a working-class, blue-collar home in Helena's Valley. Helena is my hometown, and I'm so, so excited to see so many accepting, amazing faces out here today. So, it feels so great to be here after a year and a half of COVID, am I right? Social distancing? How do we feel about that? Are we all vaxxed? Are we all ready to get in close quarters and party? Yeah? All right. Well, we have got so much celebrating to do today. I want to begin by reminding us what Pride is all about. Pride is about the advocates in our community. It's about the organizers, those who run clinics. It's about those who work every single day with our LGBTQ youth. It's about the Marsha P. Johnsons and the Sylvia Riveras of this community, the ones who cultivated our movement from small ripples at a gay bar in New York into the amazing rainbow tsunami that we are today. Look at all of these colors. Look at all of these faces. Now, I want to remind us what modern pride means, because we have marriage equality. Modern pride means quality of life. I'm saying our fight includes making PrEP and other life-saving prescription drugs free of cost. I'm saying that it's one that includes tackling the homelessness crisis among our queer and trans youth. Our fight demands a ban on conversion therapy in Montana once and for all. And finally demands that religious freedoms not be weaponized to excuse discrimination against LGBTQ people. You see, here in a state like Montana, where our overreaching, homophobic, transphobic state legislature has stripped right after right away from our community, Pride and its organization are essential to our survival. Now, we've got a lot of bad bills to take off the books in 2023, but we cannot do that unless we win back 11 seats plus more that we lost in 2020. So I want each and every one of you to volunteer for a state legislative campaign, and I want you to get on those doors. Be bold. Be brave. I want you to get out there and fight like hell, because we know Montana can be the place that we all dream of. All right, Helena, thank you. My name is Jacob Torgerson, and I very strongly hope you consider me for House District 82. Thank you, everybody.
Jacob Torgerson. Gotta admire anybody who can get up here and yell. Speaking of people who can yell, please welcome Marianne Dunwell.
You all are just a wonderful sight. Oh, it just warms my heart. I'm Marianne Dunwell, and don't hold it against me, I'm a state legislator. Oh my gosh, what a doozy of a session, of a horrible session that trampled on our rights. We saw an attack on our trans friends, our LGBTQ friends, and we managed to quell so many bad bills. However, so many bad bills did get through, and that's where you come in. I'm going to continue this thread. Show of hands, who's going to run? Okay, we'll keep trying. Try again. So I'm running. I'm in House District 84, which is kind of a wonky term for I represent the eastern part of Helena and East Helena. And I'm termed out. This is my fourth session. So I am running for an open Senate seat, Senate District 42. All right. And, you know, we have to stop this attack.
And that's why I keep going, and that's why you all keep going. You know, I was just talking to somebody, asking them, their group, if they would endorse my candidacy. And they said, absolutely, but wouldn't it be a liability? And I said, I don't care. I said, you know, we are brave. We sang the song, Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. We're not going to win running scared. Be brave. Thank you for your bravery. All right.
We have people running for, oh yeah, guess what? We had a census in the middle of the pandemic. Y'all remember that? That's when people were like, how many people live in your house? Do I get to count my cats? The answer was no, but that's okay. But we still had enough people that Montana gets a legislative seat back in the U.S. House. Which is good, because right now Maryland has got our other seats because of that dick bag. So, one of the people running for our open seat is next. Please welcome Cora Newman.
Kev, I'm also going to thank you. Thank you, Kev Ham and Big Sky Pride. Hello, beautiful people. My name is Cora Newman, and I'm running for the new U.S. congressional seat. I'm a cis straight woman, she, her pronouns, and I'm so happy to be here marching alongside you all today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me and why I'm running and what I hope to achieve with all of you together when I get to Congress. Woo! I was raised in Bozeman by my mom, who's a homemaker, my stepdad, who was a union carpenter. I'm raising my two kids, my two teenage kids, who really wish they were here today. They send their love in Bozeman. The last thing, and I know a lot of people have spoken about it, so I won't go in depth, and I also don't want to trigger any of the challenges, but this legislative session was disastrous, and it was really painful. And I want to thank and acknowledge all of you for your work and for sharing your stories. I will fight to make sure we have a nation that doesn't just attack you, a nation that doesn't just accept you, a nation that celebrates you.
Cora Newman, everyone. Up next is one of the voices that I first heard when I moved back to Montana 100 years ago. And that would be, she worked for MHRN. She's been a, obviously, a lobbyist to that, and she's also been a representative for the last 6 years? 6 years? Nightmare of 6 years. Please welcome to the stage, Kim Abbott!
Hi, you guys. You look amazing. Happy Pride! You know, last night I was thinking about what to say to y'all, and the main thing that I wanted to say to y'all is thank you. Thank you for showing up every day at the Capitol. I know Ellie thanks you, Tom thanks you, Marianne thanks you, Lori thanks you. You buoyed us every day. It was a tough session. It was a hard place to go. It was a hard place to go to work. And you guys showing up meant it was a good day at the Capitol. So thank you so much for showing up. Bryce Bennett is super sad that he couldn't be here. Do you guys know Bryce? He's gaying it up in New York City right now, but I thought we'd call him. You want to call him? I want to call him.
This has been Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM. I'm Dr. Nurse Nancy. Our producer is Robin Fly. Our thanks to guests Kev Ham, Amelia Marquez, and Akila Lane. You can hear Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM at 1 p.m. on the first and third Monday of every month, or stream it live at kgvm.org.